Raffi Van Horn and Prisoner of the Sky here on WCVR. It's 27 degrees out, not too bad of a winter day, and we'll take a complete look at the weather after this nice song from ABBA and Chiquitita. That's ABBA here on WCVR and Chiquitita. That's their latest hit. Looking at our weather, becoming partly cloudy with scattered flurries this afternoon, highs 20 to 25 degrees. Partly cloudy, moderately windy, colder tonight and Tuesday with scattered flurries. lows tonight, 0 to 10 above. It's going to be kind of cool out there. Bring out your red flannel underwear. Highs Tuesday in the teens, so snow decreasing to 60% late this afternoon, 50% tonight and Tuesday. Winds northwest, 6 to 12 miles per hour this afternoon, increasing to 8 to 18 miles per hour tonight. Winds Tuesday, northwest, 12 to 25 miles per hour with stronger gusts. And the temperature right now in central Vermont, including Bethel, Randolph, and Williamstown, 27 degrees.
Wouldn't you like to see something new?
Wouldn't you like an idea or two?
We've got a great idea for you. A great idea for you.
Keepsake from Grant's Drug and Jewelry. There is no finer diamond ring. Permanently registered and guaranteed in writing for perfection at Grant's. You'll find a wide selection of guaranteed perfect keepsake diamond rings at Grant's Drug and Jewelry, Randolph and Bethel.
He looks cavalier and only the lonely heart sees.
You, soft and lovely heart, like my dreams, like a morning star. Rocking my world, walking on. Could not feel something. Looking for something so high above. Guess you could say I was blind to love.
Sixties, they had a lot of hits, and he's on his own, and it's called Only the Lonely Heart Sees. I'll be back with a message from Ben Franklin after this.
If you need help with your tax return and can't get to an Internal Revenue Service office, here's some good news for you. There are volunteer income tax assisters trained by IRS who can help. These volunteers prepare returns at a place near you, and they can usually arrange home visits for shut-ins. Their help is free, but it's limited to Form 1040As and simple Form 1040s. They can also help with state rebate forms. For information on where to find this free tax help, call the IRS toll-free number listed in your phone book.
The number 9 can be your lucky number this week. That's right, 9, not 7. When you shop the Big 9 sale going on right now at Ben Franklin and Randolph, you can hit the savings jackpot with bargains like this. Kleenex facial tissues, 59 cents. Woodcraft beads, 9 cents each. Kitchen towels and yesterday patterns of 100% woven cotton, 89 cents. And 4 rolls of bath tissue, 89 cents. There's lots more, too. All sale items good only till supply lasts, and sorry, no rain checks. The sale ends Monday. Shop the Big 9 sale today at Ben Franklin, Main Street in Randolph. Rita Coolidge here on WCVR, and I'd rather leave while I'm still in love. Chuck Mangione and group. and give it all you got, the ABC Olympics Song Fest. Have fun out there, and world news coming up next here on WCVR. WCVR in Randolph, Vermont. It's 2 o'clock time for World News. Topping our news headlines from the Associated Press Wire Service, President Carter's proposed $616 billion budget for 1981, sent to Congress today, includes a $15 billion increase for defense. And Democratic presidential hopeful Edward Kennedy today sought to sharpen his distinction between himself and President Carter. These and other stories coming up after this.
Mr. Henkel, when you came to work for our ad agency...
I didn't know you had a dungeon, sir.
All agencies have dungeons.
My only crime was not knowing about radio.
What didn't you know about radio?
But more and more big companies are using it as a primary ad medium.
You didn't know about Exxon's Quip systems?
No, sir.
Radio outproduced all other media for their facsimile equipment.
See, I play a lot of golf, sir. I'm an account executive.
And during National Chevy Week, Chevrolet sales 55% of last year with radio.
Well, I know now, sir. Why is that man on the rack?
Oh, that's Gribble, a copywriter.
What did he...
Oh, he used the phrase new and improved once too often.
Sir, I know now, but radio is red hot.
You bet. That's why General Foods is putting big bucks into radio for Maxwell House Coffee.
So if I promise,
sir... Oh, no. If I let you go, I'd have to let Aldridge go.
Aldridge?
Business affairs. He forgot to move a decimal point.
That's an easy mistake.
On our agency commission?
Don't lose my golf clubs.
A lot of America's hottest advertisers will tell you, go radio. It's red hot. Get more facts. Call the station or the Radio Advertising Bureau. They brought you this message.
President Carter's proposed $616 billion budget for 1981 was sent to Congress today and includes a $15 billion increase for defense. At the same time, it calls for controls of domestic spending. As might have been expected, the package drew immediate criticism from Capitol Hill, along with praise from some Pentagon supporters. But Republican leaders said the defense budget still falls short of what's needed And one GOP congressman, Delaware's Bill Roth, called for the overall package, a campaign budget designed to avoid offending anyone. And Democratic presidential hopeful Edward Kennedy today sought to sharpen the distinctions between himself and President Carter. In a Washington address, Kennedy vowed to get his faltering campaign to unseat the president back online. And in contrast to the Carter policy, the Massachusetts senator called for mandatory wage and price controls to follow a six-month freeze. He also postponed a mandatory program of gasoline rationing to cut back on U.S. oil imports. And he slammed Carter for going too soft on the Soviet Union in connection with the troop presence in Cuba. President Carter will get another rebuttal to his State of the Union address from the Republican House GOP leader John Rhodes, and his acting counterpart in the Senate, Ted Stevens, will sound off at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ABC TV. Republican National Chairman Bill Brock and former Chairman Ann Armstrong replied to the Carter address on NBC last night. Saudi Arabia is raising the price of its crude oil by $2 a barrel, retroactive to January 1st. The Japanese oil industry said it had been informed of the new $26 a barrel price, and now that it has been confirmed by sources in London and the United States. A Tokyo analyst predicts other so-called OPEC moderates will follow suit. The Labor Department says the increase in economic output didn't keep pace with the amount of work that went into it last year, and that caused a 0.9% decrease in the nation's productivity, first full year of decline since 1974, and the second since 1947. Chicago's 28,000 unionized school teachers stayed home today to protest not getting paid, and they say they won't return until they do. Meanwhile, Chicago schools are running with a handful of teachers, and city officials are looking for a new financial plan to bail out the nation's third largest school system. The provincial government of Quebec failed to reach the contract agreement with its public school teachers during round-the-clock weekend talks, and today about 70 teachers started in an indefinite strike affecting about 1 million students in Canada. That's a look at world news here on WCVR. I'll be back with a brief look at our weather after this.
Childhood accidents are a normal part of growing up, but the suffering that millions of American children experience is no accident. It's called child abuse. This is Roy Rogers.
And Dale Evans reminding you that child abuse can be prevented. Write Prevent Child Abuse, Box 2866, Chicago, Illinois, 60690.
Remember, abused children are helpless unless you help. A public service message of this station, the Advertising Council, and the National Committee for Prevention of Child Abuse.
Becoming partly cloudy with scattered flurries this afternoon, highs 20 to 25 degrees. Partly cloudy, moderately windy, and colder tonight and Tuesday with scattered flurries. Lows tonight 0 to 10 above, highs on Tuesday in the teens. Chance of snow decreasing to 60% late this afternoon, 50% tonight and Tuesday. Winds right now, northwest 6 to 12 miles per hour this afternoon, increasing to 8 to 18 miles per hour tonight. Winds Tuesday, northwest to west, 12 to 25 miles per hour with stronger gusts. Temperature right now in central Vermont, 27 degrees. And that's news and weather. Our next world news and Vermont news headlines on our next hour at 3 o'clock. And bulletins as they occur.
1320.